The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Joe Wicks, good afternoon. No pressure here, right? But you are what we need now.
I'm good, thank you, mate. I'm good. I'm keeping busy.
Yeah, good. So we've a bit of a delay there. Joe, listen, no pressure. But what I wanted to say to you is we really need you right now because people are getting cranky out there. I think people are tired. We're losing our motivation, our resilience, getting a bit less resilient. So we need a shot of Joe Wick's magic and motivation. But listen, first off, you've had an amazing pandemic, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I've obviously like missed my family and friends. It's been an emotional time being disconnected. But obviously, yeah, in terms of like PE with Joe and reaching all those people, it's been crazy. I've exercised with like millions of people in the past year. So I'm proud of that. You know, I've been there for people during a difficult time.
I bet, yeah. And listen, we were talking to Keith Barry, who's an Irish magician and mentalist earlier, about cold showers. But you've actually, I believe, got a cold and copper ice bath in your garden now? You're taking cold baths?
Yeah, I've been a bit inspired by kind of like the Wim Hof and all the kind of breathing methods around, you know, mental health and your mindset. And I've got an ice machine which holds 50 kilograms of ice. So I basically fill up with ice. I jump in there, do like 2 or 3 minutes at a time. And I really feel like physically it's great, but the mental health benefits, I feel really relaxed and kind of energized afterwards.
Yeah, and listen, I know your whole thing about exercise and food and everything else, it is about looking better and getting fitter and everything, but really your thing is that this is all about our mental health, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, it was about body image and I didn't want to be skinny. I wanted to change the way I look. But now as I've got older, I've realised that exercise is so important for our mental health. And for me now with kids, you know, I'm a parent to 2 young kids and I feel like when I exercise, I'm more patient, you know, I'm calmer, I'm a better parent. And so it really affects life in so many ways. It's not just about how you look. And that's what I'm reminding people this year, that you've got to exercise to feel good. Do it for your mental health and your mindset.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there are people thinking, well, look, I'm never going to be Joe Wicks and I'm never going to be a fit person. And it all sounds like too much. But your kind of philosophy is that it's about like small little choices each day and small little habits, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously you don't have to be doing like HIIT training to be fit. You could do, you know, go for walks or, you know, get on a bike and go for some bike rides with your kids. It's not just, it's about finding what you love, but it's really, like I said, it's about getting outside, getting some fresh air, you know, doing it for your mindset. And if you combine that with a healthy diet, you know, you're naturally going to start to lose a bit of weight and start to feel better. But really, it's just about doing the exercise or any movement that makes you feel good and gives you some energy.
Yeah, and listen, there's already people texting in, Joe, about how you have changed their lives. The texter here saying, I really want to thank Joe Wicks. On the 30th of April last year, I weighed my head heaviest ever. I read that Joe Wicks was doing daily workouts, decided to start. Not only did he get me through the first lockdown, his enthusiasm kept me going on my weight loss. I'm now down 4.5 stone. I feel great. And this texter saying, my husband brought me the 30-day plan book in January and helped me get over Christmas eating. So your new book is this 30-day plan, and your promise, I suppose, is that if people follow it for just 30 days, they will feel the benefit. Why 30 days?
Well, that's wonderful to hear that story. It's so nice to hear that she's done really well. So congratulations on that. The new book, the 30-day kickstart plan, it's all about starting new habits. It's like small changes, you know, daily exercise, healthy meals that are really quick. And it's not promising a massive physical fat loss transformation, but it's really about changing your mood and your energy and feeling good. And the food's great, you know, the workouts are short, and it's just giving you that focused time to put yourself in a positive position. Hopefully it'll kickstart the whole year so you can continue it all year round.
Yeah, and I guess in 30 days, if people kind of, rather than getting rid of bad habits, I suppose it's about getting newer habits, good habits, and 30 days would be enough to bed in some good habits, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I talk a lot about, you know, setting goals, like small daily challenges. Like it could be, you know, I want to drink a couple of litres of water today, or I'm going to do, you know, a 5K walk, or any something small just to get you in that mindset of it's not just about your body image and your weight. It's not just about fat loss. There's many more things you can measure against your progress to keep you motivated. So, yeah, it's really helping a lot of people, that book. It's done so well here, and I'm hoping over there in Ireland, people also enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know, some people would say that and you think, oh, this guy's just trying to sell books. But I think you genuinely feel that this is kind of your purpose, isn't it? And that you've found this purpose and you feel lucky to have it.
Yeah, totally. I've always been on a mission to help people get healthy and fit. Even when I was a personal trainer, my mission hasn't really changed. I obviously do it on a much larger scale, but I just love seeing people feel good and eat well and you know, have energy and just be happy. And I just think exercise and good food is the fastest way to feeling good. And with what's going on now with the levels of anxiety and depression and what's going on, you know, this, it can really help. You know, food and nutrition and good exercise can really change your life. So I just get, you know, keep trying to get people in it and give them a go and get motivated for it.
Yeah. And you mentioned there food, nutrition, exercise. You have four pillars you mentioned in the book. Sleep is a very important one for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, sleep is one of the most important factors in our health, especially our energy and our mental health. I think without it, with a broken sleep or not enough sleep, and I'm a parent, I know when I have a really rough night's sleep, I'm not the body coach the next day. So it's important to, you know, get a good night's sleep, focus on the importance of that. And, you know, by doing that, you're going to set yourself up for a day of energy, really going to have much more energy to train and work out. But also, you make better food choices. I think when you're stressed out and you haven't had a lot of sleep, you go for the junk food, you know, you go for the gin and tonic and you the energy drinks and all this stuff. And I really think sleep is such an underestimated part of our fitness and well-being.
And that kind of thing comes across as well, what you're talking about there, which is the kind of whys of why we might be tempted to not eat well or to not exercise. You're big on that we need to try and understand ourselves a bit psychologically and emotionally as well and why we do things.
Yeah, I ask questions in the book, you know, like what's led you to be out of shape, or is there anything, you know, that you've gone through that might have knocked your confidence in the gym or within fitness? You know, was it when you were at school or universities? Different things can sort of have an effect on people's perception of exercise and fitness. So I really want people to understand, you know, what's holding you back, or what does a successful day look like to you? Because it might not be doing a HIIT workout. It could just be like, I just want to go for a 5K walk with the dog, and I want to. That's a successful day to me. So it's about unlocking those days where you feel like you're going to have a blowout or a binge or go the other way. You can kind of see those signs and start making better choices, and that makes a difference. All these things add up, and it can really help you get a healthier body.
And when you talk about good days and bad days and stuff, presumably you have good days and bad days yourself as well, do you?
Yeah, totally. You know, especially during lockdown, I was drinking more gin and tonic. I was having like a couple of gin and tonics every day. It was loads of it. I was overeating. I was just bored because you're in the house. And also as a stress response and being upset and a bit up, you know, a bit low, we tend to eat. So it has to meet everybody. I think it's about acknowledging it and knowing that you're not alone. You're not, you know, it's a totally human reaction, but it's trying to eating become a bad week or a bad month and just kind of get back into the routine of cooking food at home and enjoying that. And also just doing that small daily bit of exercise is going to change your mind and lift your mood a bit.
Yeah. And you know what? People will be delighted to hear that even Joe Wicks hits the old gin and tonics the odd day. So in terms of if people do want a little drink, and look, some people do, if you're trying to be good, but you want to have a drink, do you reckon a gin and tonic is kind of the, I hesitate to say the healthy option, but the healthier option?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of calories, like all alcohol, but in kind of slows down the fat burning process. But I mean, look, if you like a little gin tonic, I have one a day. I have one gin tonic. It's more for the flavour and just as a nice thing to relax. But, you know, if you really are serious about fat loss and getting lean, alcohol will be holding you back. So it is a case of, you know, reducing it as much as you can. But at the same time, don't deprive yourself of the things you love. If you like a little gin and tonic or a little chocolate bar every now and again, it's fine. I just think if you're exercising consistently and the majority of the time you're cooking healthy food at home, you know, it all kind of balances out in a way.
Yeah. You know, when you say in the book about having that bad day you talk about, and you hit the junk food hard, don't you, when you have a bad day? And I suppose what happens for a lot of us then is that we get on a roll with it and we go, OK, I've fallen off the wagon now. And, you know, it bleeds on into the next day and suddenly the week is gone and stuff. How do you pull back if you've had one bad day?
I mean, it does happen to me every now and again. And I, you know, I'll go on a little blowout and I'll get a pizza and a tub of Ben and Jerry's and I eat all that. And I think, oh, this is great. But I automatically, like my stomach, it doesn't react well. My body doesn't digest that kind of food well. So I always feel a bit rough afterwards. But I kind of, you know, I do it. I acknowledge it. I just say, right, it was just one day. I've just eaten some food. I had some ice cream, whatever. I try not to let that become like, oh, just keep going. You've ruined your month or your week. I just think it's important just to acknowledge that there's days you sometimes eat as, you know, stressy and because you're upset. And other days you turn to exercise. So don't worry about it. Put it behind you and get up the next morning and use all that energy to do a really good workout.
Yeah. And the thing is that the recipes in the book, they don't seem that diety in a way. I suppose a lot of them are, there are kind of low carb more so than no carb meals, but it's kind of, it is high flavour and you're not calorie counting, so you're not.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the calorie counting thing. I think it becomes a bit too complicated and it's a bit, you know, overthink everything. And I think when you just cook healthy food and you focus on 3 meals a day, like decent portions that give you energy, I think you can live a healthy life. You don't have to overthink it. So for me, you know, it's important to cook with butter and oil and have nice cheese and cream and have fatty foods because they fill us up, they give us energy, and we're not, you know, snacking and grazing in between meals. If you have a really low calorie diet, like a, you know, really low calorie, like low fat yogurt for breakfast or a soup, you know, by the end of the evening, you're hitting the tub of the tin of biscuits, or you're having a blight and you're eating loads of junk at night. So it's about fueling your body with real food that's going to give you loads of energy.
And listen, it's funny, isn't it, that you, like, you're not a trained chef by a long shot, but your recipe and exercise books, they outsell a lot of the actual chefs and everything. Do you actually cook all those recipes, and are they coming from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process creating a book. So each book has 100 recipes, and I come up with the recipes, I test them, I have people that help me test them because it's too much. We test each recipe about 4 or 5 times. But yeah, I'm still coming up with ideas. It's getting tough because I've done, you know, 10 books now. I've done 1,000 recipes in the past sort of 3 or 4 years. So it does get challenging, but it's also fun coming up with new ideas because I might eat in a nice restaurant, or I'll see a recipe on Instagram or someone when I'm traveling, you know. So I'm always kind of getting ideas. But yeah, I just keep it very simple, very basic food that anyone can cook at home.
Yeah. And the thing is with you that I suppose you are a great example of how someone can maybe change and escape their upbringing and their destiny. Like you didn't grow up eating food like this, did you?
Oh, no, I had a terrible diet as a kid. You know, my mum, it was all, you know, it was ready meals and frozen food and chocolate and sandwiches and crisps. We didn't eat well. But, you know, I really wanted to, when I grew up, I wanted to try and start to enjoy cooking. So I went on a journey and now I really love just promoting healthy food because I know how good it makes you feel. And it seems quite daunting at first. But once you start cooking basic things, you get a bit more confidence. And then you want to, you know, you'll try new recipes from the book and you get a bit more experience. And then you start to feel really independent in the kitchen.
Okay, Joe, before you go, if there was one takeaway for people today or one little thing that people could try and set an intention for today, what would you say to them?
I would say, let them know how you're feeling, how stressed or low energy you've got, or your mood, or if you're feeling anxious, you know, exercise will change the way you feel, even if it's temporarily. So try and do some today, you know, get out and about and do it to feel good, and you never ever regret a workout.
Okay, Joe Wicks, thank you so much. And the book is called The 30-Day Kickstart Plan, 100 Delicious Recipes with Energy-Boosting Workouts, and it's published by Bluebird. And it's the end of the month, right? So if you want to try Joe Wicks' 30-Day Workout for March, we have books to give away. So text into 51551 or email brendan@rte and tell me why you think you deserve it, or maybe why you think you need it. Joe Wicks, thanks a million. Let's take a break.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely day. Brendan@rte.ie.